This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the job position in the Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of the job position in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic teachings and when we look at the things that we learn in the universities or in the communities by our parents, maybe by friends, by the ones we know, by those who are senior, who have experience, there is a bit difference of when we look at the position or we look at the job position and the way Islam looks at it. When we see ourselves, generally, we try to have a kind of job which have more money, which is easier to do, and which brings, you know, a lot of pleasure in our life. And that's the criteria of choosing a job. That is the criteria of choosing a position in a company. So we want to be the leaders, for example, the managers, and with the high pay, with the better pay, and that's what we are looking for. But when we look at the Islamic teachings, it has another perspective about the job position. In the Islam, it is to try and it is to basically work hard. And that is the main thing in the Islam. Islam does not emphasizes on the job position. Rather, it more emphasizes on hard working. You should be hard working no matter which position you have. Therefore, in Islam, the criteria is the work itself and not the income, basically. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the job position in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that in Islam, the main thing is the struggle that a person is doing and not the job position. And the job position is something which is a subtitle. The main title is how do you work or not. Therefore, we can see, for example, in the Islamic texts, we can find that when we look at the life of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, we see that a person, he came to the Imam Sadiq and he saw him having the clothes like laborers, and he had a shovel in his hand, and he was digging the earth, and basically he was working on a farm with the shovel. And later, this guy, he thought that there is no one who can help Imam. And therefore, Imam, because he is forced to do that because there's no one to do that. Therefore, he himself has started to work in the farm. So he came to the Imam and he said that there is a shining sun. It's a hot day. And you're sweating a lot, and let me do this thing because I don't see anyone else who is there who can help you. Imam said, don't think that I don't have servants to do this and there I don't have labor to do this. There are there, but I love to do this by myself. إِنِّ أُحِبُّ أَن يَتَأَذَّى الرَّجُلُ بِحَرِّ الشَّمْسِ فِي طَلَبِ الْمَعِيشَةِ Imam said that, I love the person who is working under the shining sun, and in order to have some sustenance, في طلب المعيشة, in order to have some sustenance. And in this path, he is facing troubles. He might face the hot weather. He might face different difficulties. But this person is more loved in the eyes of Allah as compared to those who just leave works on the shoulders of others. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.